liver, fresh liver, is about all we had, you know.
Did you have any use for the blood?
No, blood at all.
I've read about liver pudding and blood pudding. I don't know what that is.
No, we never did go that far.
Did you use the head for anything? Did you use the head of the hog for?
Make a sauce out of that.
Did you make sauce?
Hog head cheese.
I see.
We saved the brain, you know. Brains were mighty good. Make brains and eggs.
How about the meat or along the side of the hog? Did you?
At the middling. At the middling, that's what they make. They call that the middling. Well, we would sell that at the commissary for labor to use, and they use it to boil stuff in, you know, just the fat. And
did you?
We never did fool with. We never did use. We had plenty of meat without using that middling meat. Our own use.
Would you call it bacon, or was it like bacon?
Bacon. Well, that come with what they call the middling too. They were that made mighty good. That was mighty good, but we never did that at home. We never did use that much. Only just to cook cabbage and stuff. We put a cut chunk in it to cook vegetables with.
Mm-hmm. Mentioned buckshot land a minute ago. What kind of land is that?
This land is on the front. This choice land is this black sand of land. That is made land, they call it. That was settlement. It's made land, and that back on the back is stiff, sticky gumbo land. It's fertile land, good fertile land, but you just have to catch your time to work it because it don't dry out. You can get right in there and farm this sandy land right there while it's raining. And fertilize it and get early crops on it. And buckshot land sometimes is always in the back, and it's just as good as other. Now they make just as much. They plant soybeans or they plant cotton on the sandy land where they can get in there with the cotton pickers and things like that.
You're telling me how you used to plow. I don't think we got that on the tape. How you used to plow and the different kinds of plows you still have.
Well, you would have to plow around your cotton with a plow. You'd this double shovel. You know, one of them come back this way, and the other one come down about like wouldn't be that long. And this one here. This one here, you only plow right on the right side of the row. This one here would come back with a bigger plow on it, you see. Mule would be hitched to it up there. And this one here would be plowing right side of your cotton, cleaning it as close as you could to it. That's what you call a double shovel. And you see, when you're plowing with a single stop, you just plow right alongside your row with a single stop like this. And then on this side, single stock like that. Well, that leaves a middle in there. That middle in there, and you have to come along, get your single stock, and go around and throw that middle back out, fill them furs up after you dry. But this single stock, that saves the fur. You see, this double shovel, that gets that middle as you go. It throws it back, that back plow throws it right back in, fills that fur up. And won't leave you a little row of cotton right upon a little ridge, you see.
After you plowed,